Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I felt like an insane person yesterday on social media reading comments about the weight of a wide receiver. Speaking of weight, if you wanted to hear Kevin today, you're going to have to wait until Monday. He's sick. Got a call this morning at like 5:45. He said, Denton, I don't have a voice. I need you to sit in. And I said, you know what, boss? I will sit in for you. So Sheehan is out today. He will be back hopefully on Monday, assuming things are okay and everything ends up well. We got Ben Standing at 12. We got Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio at 11. I got a major life event that I'm going to fill Max in on at 10:45. Be excited about that. But I felt like an insane person yesterday because it felt like yesterday was the brunt of this, Max.
Not the day before?
A little bit of the day before, but I saw it all yesterday. Then. It started when a slow-mo video was posted of Deebo Samuel running a route, and people said he looks slow. As if he was going full speed in practice. And then people said, well, actually, he doesn't look slow. When they realized, oh my God, it's practice. He's jogging through a route. This is not real speed. They changed from he looks slow to he looks fat. How did we get here already? It feels so lazy. I have not ever looked at Deebo Samuel and thought that guy looks fat. Like, wow, that guy's way out of shape. What a loser he is. What has he been living on? Five Guys? Five Guys is like a half mile from the facility. He must be living there all the time. Has nobody ever watched Deebo Samuel play football before? Has nobody ever seen what this guy looks like?
It feels like this narrative kind of started when, or kind of, it started towards the end of the season when he kind of fell off.
It started because these idiots in San Francisco, someone leaked it to the media. That, yeah. They think he's fat. And then they ran with it to justify them letting him go as if he wasn't a massive game changer in their offense. I mean, I'm happy for Brandon Ayuk that he got $30 million, but I don't believe that for a second Brandon Ayuk is a better game wrecker than Deebo Samuel is. They didn't want to pay Deebo Samuel. More power to him. I'll gladly take him here to go alongside Terry McLaurin. We'll have an update from Adam Schefter on Terry's contract coming up here in the program as well. I'll gladly take Deebo over Brandon Ayuk, but somehow this narrative leaked from San Francisco and spread faster than COVID in 2020 all the way here to the East Coast. Like just an absolute wildfire, and now everybody is knocking on Deebo. And I debated, Max, whether or not I wanted to actually do this on the show, let alone start the show. We had great hockey last night. We got to talk about the overtime again.
Third time the series.
I mean, this has been an insane series, so I want to talk about the hockey. But I read this morning after I got the call that, hey, you know, Sheehan's going to be out. We need you to sit in. I was like, sick, I'll sit in. So I just start naturally paying a little bit more attention to social media and Twitter. And then I see this tweet from Hogs Haven. And I used to work for Hogs Haven. I used to, you know, do a podcast there back in the day. Shout out to everybody that remembers the Pigpen podcast. It's a very small few, but shout out to y'all nonetheless. And I see them tweet that Deebo, they didn't even tweet that Deebo is Eddie Lacy. They tweeted Deebo Lacy Sr.
They sure did.
And that got my blood boiling, man. I don't know who runs that account. I know the podcast on the account, Trapper Dive Guys. Those guys are great. They do a great job. To my knowledge, they are not the ones that are tweeting from that account. But whoever tweeted from that account needs to get their phone locked up in a cage for a week. I don't know if you can ground a full-blown adult. I'm assuming an adult tweeted this. But that adult needs to be grounded. No phone access for at least a week. Eddie Lacy had a clause in his contract that he had to be under 255 pounds. It like gave him hundreds of thousands of dollars to be under 255 pounds. Even if Debo is a little bit above the 215 that he is listed at, you know what the difference is between 255 and 215? That's a whopping 40 pounds. If you see someone one day, Max, and then maybe wait a couple of weeks, and you see them again after they've lost 40 pounds, it looks like they lost a human.
Yeah,
they're a completely different looking person. To compare Debo Samuel to Eddie Lacy is in ridiculously poor taste. And it's not, it's also, by the way, it's not accurate. I was standing next to the guy very briefly because Debo has no idea who I am. But I was standing next to him when I went to minicamp this week. Minicamp, great time. Got a lot of thoughts on that, by the way. Ja'Cory, Crooksy Merritt.
Ooh.
There might be something there.
Listen, Kevin keeps telling everybody to pump the brakes, but I keep seeing those videos, and I'm liking what I'm seeing.
I texted him about it 2 days ago. Yeah, I texted him about it on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I had just finished my show. I just worked out. I was cooking breakfast, and I texted him. I was like, hey, I was at practice yesterday. This Crooksy Merritt guy looks the part. That doesn't mean much when he's not in pads, but we'll get to that in a second. But I see Debo walking up after they're done with practice. And I'm like, all right, let me be the judge here because the camera is kind of whatever. Let me be the judge. I got four eyes. Let's utilize all four of them. And he walks up, walks past, and I'm like, he's jacked. He's not cut. He's not built like your A.J. Brown. He's not built like your Calvin Johnson. You know, Calvin Johnson looks like a mega. They call him Megatron for a reason, right? Like,
damn right.
He's not built the same way as that. But you can have very different body types and not be fat. He's just a, I can't believe I'm about to break down this man's body on radio, but this is just kind of where we're at right now. I feel like I'm doing it in the defense of him, but he's just a stockier dude. Stocky and fat are not the same thing. If you see a stocky person and you see a fat person, there's a noticeable difference between the two of them. Fat people ain't fast. Stocky people are fast. And Debo got some speed as they ramped things up more and more throughout the course of the week, and they started to do drills actually running against one another and some 7-on-7s, a little bit of 11-on-11s, no pads, which is fine. You don't want to see anyone hitting, not yet at least. But you started to see the actual speed a little bit more, and that's actually what ticked me off the most about the Hogs Haven thing, is because they took an actual video of him moving at good speed and then decided to just join in the trolling with a Debo Lacy Sr. Again, it's like, it's a pathetic thing to say on social media. I was livid when I saw that. I would like my blood was boiling this morning. I have made the decision, Max. You and I rode together last year mm-hmm. on Luke McCaffrey, and that always is not going to stop because Wes Welker is a part of this coaching staff.
And he changed his number.
And he changed his number to 11. 11's yeah. a good number.
He's got Edelman's number now.
Yeah, you got Edelman's number. I'm going to make those comparisons. I am riding with every single Debo Samuel prop week one.
Ooh.
Over in catches, over in yards. Might do a little bit of combo between rushing and receiving yards because my guess is he gets at least a couple of carries week one. I'm going to bet a Debo anytime touchdown. At this point, I kind of want this to continue just so it fuels my nature to bet Debo. And maybe if this continues enough and idiots scream loud enough that the books will actually give us super favorable numbers. I'm telling you right now, Debo is going to be fine week one. He is going to be totally fine. The conversation about him being overweight and being fat is just complete nonsense. And it was taken because someone in San Francisco decided to leak that to save their ass, as if that organization is not starting to sink. If you haven't realized that by now, welcome to the party. You're a little late, but welcome to the party. That San Francisco organization is starting to sink. They are on the downtrot more than they are on the uptrot, while this organization is very much on the rise. So I'm rocking with Debo Samuel with every single prop. There is not a number that is too high that I will not bet on Debo Samuel come week one.
Debo I like it.
Lacy Sr. Oh my God. I was throwing punches in my room like I was a teenager.
It was disrespectful. It was very funny that like that was the talk of the town yesterday morning was the Debo Samuel video. And then the second I get home, it was what? I want to say 250, 310. The Commanders post a video of Debo running much faster than he ran in that video before. Just to a little subtle response it's to like the big back allegations.
Hey, like we're seeing what's going on here. Because it is also important to mention they are not the ones that posted that first video.
Yeah.
That was from what they have at minicamp is you are allowed to. They have like a little hill that overlooks the practice squad or the practice field. If you have ever been to training camp, you know that they have four fields. And when you go to training camp, they use two that are more towards the right where you can fit a bunch of people. That's where they put the stands. And you kind of get that forest is not the right word because it's in Ashburn, Virginia. But you Woods. Get like that collection of trees mm-hmm. by the side. You, if you are a child or if you have kids, your kids have probably stood over there and watched before. I know I did. I was standing over there when I was younger watching like Santana Moss and at the time, old Bobby Three Sticks. What a time that was. They were on the other field. So for minicamp, they do the other field. And what they do is they allow media members to stand up when they are running 7-on-7s or 11-on-11s on this little ledge. So you can watch. But what you can't do is like get clear looks at communication. You can't hear play calls, things of that nature. It's just stuff that NFL teams want to keep in house. And I would imagine that every NFL team across the league does something similar to that. But you're allowed to tape. So what they were running when Debo ran that route, if someone has said this on the show, Max, stop me and we can move to hockey. But what they were doing was they were just running 7-on-7s, and Debo got the break, kind of jogging through. Jaden finds him, passes on the money. He gets into the end zone. Next rep, line it back up. Like it's, you're moving, but you're not moving at 100% or game speed. You're probably moving at about 60%, 70%, just to get the legs out, maybe hit a little bit of a stride, and then you move on to the next play. That's what that first video was. The second one was a little bit more closer to game speed, it looked like. Probably in the direction of like 75 to 80%.
Yeah. I mean, we touched on a little bit yesterday about what George Kittle and Bobby Wagner said. And like, you just kind of run half speed on install. Like, that's what minicamp is for, is to get everybody up to speed on the playbook, have them see it and run their routes in real time, and understand what they're looking at on the field. You're going to be going half speed in training camp or in mini camp, not even training camp. This is just kind of how it works.
It is. It was literally the first day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the first day they'd done. Debo was here at OTAs. He'd done some other stuff in the offseason, but it was literally the first day. Like, there were certain guys that were held out of that. Like, Laremy Tunsil didn't do a whole lot that day. Did a little bit of the drills, didn't do a ton of the drills. Linnell has talked about that at length. On social media. If you're not following us on social media, at the Team 980, you can follow me at the Denton Day. Laremy Tunsil didn't participate a lot day number one. I believe he ramped up a little bit. Jalen Noel wasn't out there, or Jalen Lane wasn't out there. Michael Gallup wasn't out there for a majority of it. He's nursing a hamstring injury. Even on day number one, Bobby Wagner wasn't out there. So it literally is just the ramp up. It's the slowest day that you're going to go for the whole week, and that just happens to be the video that was produced on social media, and everybody lost their absolute mind about that. You want to join the conversation on the show, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. But we got to talk the hockey. Let's do a little bit of that hockey last night. An overtime thriller. Edmonton gets the win to tie the series at 2-2. Here's the game-winning goal from Leon Draisaitl.
Evan Bouchard back in his own zone now with Ekholm. But Colson, nice pass across. Here's Jackson. He scores! Leon Draisaitl's won it! In game four for the Oilers, and the series is tied at 2.
Oh, man.
The best goal scorer in the NHL doing what the best goal scorer in the NHL does. He wins it for Edmonton. They tie that series up 2-2. I don't know about you, Max. I am not expecting to see Stuart Skinner in goal in game number 5. Get him out.
It's tough, man. Like, Skinner, he is so hot and cold. But there are a lot of... I don't think that first period was his fault. I understand the...
About being immediately... Not immediately, but being at that one spot... I guess it was 8 minutes in at a two-man disadvantage is tough.
Yeah.
I mean, you put your goalie in an awful spot, which like, Edmonton was.
Yeah, it's like, what are you supposed to do? But Stuart Skinner is the type of guy, it's like, he's either letting in 4 goals or he's letting in 0. And it's a way to communicate to your team by putting in your backup goalie that, hey, you guys need to tighten the hell up. You guys need to start diving in front of pucks and making... You guys need to help your goaltender out. And Edmonton kind of received the message. They started playing a lot harder. They found that... They kind of found their game in the second period. But yeah,
they scored. So they were outscored by Florida in like an 8 minute span, 3-0.
Yeah.
I mean, and not quite a blink of an eye, but it was like three blinks of an eye. And you're like, oh God, it's 3-0. And considering how the previous game had went, I did feel like pulling Skinner was the response that Edmonton had to do. Like the coaching staff, you just can't leave him in there. The guy's basically getting crucified in net by this Florida Panthers team, and especially with the Tchuk getting going, because you're like, oh my God. Like,
it's like, oh,
you know, you were down 2-1, and Tkachuk wasn't even playing fantastic, and now he's playing great, and you're like, Christ, like, this is, we're going to be in a really bad spot here. So I think the move to put Picard in there was a good one, but it did wake them up a little bit. And I mean, when Edmonton is awoken, they are this beast. They have so much offense and they are so fast with the puck. I did scratch my head a little bit and say, maybe you should have started with Picard, but it was a tough first period that they were able to rebound from.
Yeah, he did impress me quite a bit coming down the stretch. That last goal with 20 seconds left was just so tough. The scramble out in front, it was a frantic play, and credit to Florida, man. They're one of the most built for this teams I've ever seen in the Stanley Cup final. So
they're like the perfect team.
They
are built to perfection. They have a great goalie. Mm-hmm. They have a bunch of different dudes on offense that can score. Defensively, they're an absolute unit. It's literally like watching
well-oiled
machine.
They're so
fast
physical.
And they're physical, but it has never felt like in watching them, at least more frequently now, that they let the physicality get the best of them.
Because,
you know, how often do you see teams in the playoffs, they try and be physical to a point where now they're leaving things open on the back end, they leave passing lanes open, and they get shredded on those. It feels like Florida is the opposite. They have, like, this perfect marriage of physicality, speed, but also intelligence to not let them, to not have them play outside the foundations of their defense.
Yeah, the first time I kind of really realized like how important the finding the like the triple point, the perfect point where the triple point solid, liquid, and gas. But finding that just one point where you, like everything comes together. You have speed, you have physicality, you have the IQ, the passing IQ, like the game IQ to just bring everything together. And so the Caps had it in 2018 and Florida's had it for the past couple years. It's just been, it's been so impressive to watch, and every time I watch him, it really does kind of bring me back to 2018, which is kind of nice. but yeah, man, this is going to be a great Stanley Cup final. It's been a great one so far.
Because this is the second
game
where you've had a game-tying goal in like the final 30 seconds. Like, didn't I guess it was probably game one, right, where Edmonton had one with like 19 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
It was like right at the buzzer because I was ready to go to bed, you know, staying up watching.
Yeah.
Like,
you're like, oh,
I'm ready
right.
to go to sleep. Get some shut eye.
That was me last night.
Gotta be awake early, and then all of a sudden, at the drop of a dime, it's boom. All right, we're going to overtime, and you're like, all right, I'll just take my seat back on the couch here. Maybe go get more of a little bit of a drink and keep this party rolling. I love the overtime thrillers. Are really what differentiate, and they have been so far, the Stanley Cup from the NBA. Now, with that said, the NBA Finals, I think, has been great.
I think we might get both these series going 7 games.
I would love that. I prefer 6 in the Pacers because I feel better about the Pacers winning in 6 than 7. Because I think that the Indiana home crowd is just crazy.
Ravenous.
We're gonna break that down in a little bit more depth as the show goes along. We do have Game 4 tonight. I am expecting a bounce back from OKC, from at least one guy on the Oklahoma City Thunder, that being Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But these NHL playoffs, man, they're so electric. Just so electric. And when you have, like, you have a team in Edmonton that didn't play great in the first period and still hung 5 goals on one of the best teams in the NHL without Connor McDavid scoring. Because Connor McDavid is playing well. I don't think he's playing as well as he did last year when these two teams squared off for the first time, but he is playing well. It's so much fun to watch. We also got word that we had the goalie in Winnipeg won the MVP and the best goaltender.
Yeah, it was a good video too.
I didn't see the video. Was it a good video?
Yeah, I mean the whole bit this offseason for the NHL has been surprising people with awards. Like they did if you saw the Spencer Carberry video where he was doing an interview with Monumental, and then boom, they bring in the trophy, his family, and then his extended family surprises him. So that was a really cool one. But for Hellebuck, he went out fishing, and so his family like got all set up. They brought the Vezina out because, I mean, it was kind of, he already knew that he was
going to win. He already knew he was winning that one.
Right.
The MVP, I felt, was a little different.
Yeah, and then they were going to do the picture, and they were like, wait, there's one more. He's like, what? One more trophy. And they bring it out, and he's like, what the hell? So it was a very cool video, very cool surprise for him. I didn't think that I really didn't think he was going to win the Hart.
I didn't either. I thought it was going to be Draisaitl.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got the Rocket Richard, and he's been playing so well. But, yeah, good for Hellebuck, man. I'm very happy for him. He had an incredible regular season. So, yeah, well-deserved.
I've always wondered, I don't know this for a fact, but as we get more into this normality of surprises, and we are going to surprise you, and look, your family is here, and look, your extended family is here, because we've seen this done for NFL Hall of Fame. It almost feels like they've kind of been the ones that have pioneered it with that giant human being that just shows up at your door.
Shannon Sharpe is in Sterling Sharpe's basement.
He's just like, everyone's just there. I've always wondered, if you're bringing in extended family that is not from around here, is that like a text that goes out and says, hey, you guys should be here at this time? Or is like the league in this instance paying for them to be there? Are the Capitals paying for the extended family to get out there and celebrate there? That I mean, in today's economy, that might be a little bit of a difference on who can make it out there and who can't.
I'm gonna say, I'd like to think that the league
feels like it would be the correct answer there, right?
Say, if you have a good enough season to win one of these awards, the least the NHL could do is fly your family out to present you with the trophy.
Exactly. But I've just always been curious about that. Like, how does that go? And then are you telling them all of the information? Because are you trusting everybody within the family to keep it tight-lipped? To not spoil it. Maybe a rogue text goes by. Like, if you knew this information, let's just say 2 weeks in advance. If you like, all right, sure. You are a part of the family. We'll say Carbs. He's winning. Mm-hmm. He is winning the award. You know, 2 weeks in advance. If you go out on Friday night, get a little overserved. Like, what happens if you send a rogue text message? Are they letting everybody in on that? Or is it just the need to know and everyone else thinks they're just going on a trip? I have so many questions. I don't know that you can answer all those questions.
I wish I could.
Or any of those questions. But I have a lot of questions, and I need them to be answered. I also have fears. And what my biggest fear is for the Commanders has nothing to do with the weight of Debo Samuel. But it is justified. I will share that with you when we get back. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. He is sick under the weather. He will be back hopefully on Monday. I don't consider myself to be a fearful person, but I do have some. And I have some regarding the Commanders. None of them are about the weight of Deebo Samuel. You'll hear what Dan Quinn said about Deebo Samuel coming up in 15 minutes, plus a life update, a major life update for me. This is not like announcing that I'm having a child, so don't. That's not what this is. But it is still important nonetheless. But my biggest fear right now, Max, is waking up one day, and I say my prayers every day that this never happens. But my biggest fear right now is waking up and scrolling through Twitter at the sharp hour of 4:30 a.m. and seeing Jaden Daniels or any important player for that matter on the Washington Commanders hanging out with one of these idiot streamers. Because there is not a single good thing that has ever come from hanging out with these idiot streamers.
Mainly one.
This moron, Aiden Ross, might be the biggest downpuller that I have ever seen come across social media or have any sort of real influence. The way that guy drags down everyone to this pool of filth that he swims in, my biggest fear is jumping on, and even if it's for like some sort of charity event, and seeing Jaden Daniels sitting in that dude's little janky ass room just hanging out. I do know that there is a streamer that is local. I think his name is Janky Rondo.
Janky Rondo, yes. He FaceTimed Jaden after the Hail Mary. That was a fun bit.
And he seems to, like, he is the only one that I think is passable right
Agreed,
now.
Yeah.
And I say that, I don't know much about him.
Well, because he's a fan first, you know what I mean? So he understands.
He's a fan first and seemingly not an idiot second, third, or fourth.
True.
Because this other dude is an idiot first, second, third, and fourth, and then a fan after that. The reason I bring this up is twofold. One, Antonio Brown is now facing attempted murder charges from hanging out with Aiden Ross. We have seen that viral video that went that took storm weeks ago, maybe a month ago now,
at this point,
where Antonio Brown was getting in fights at a celebrity boxing event and then was running around with a pistol that was then shot. And Antonio Brown then got on stream with Aiden Ross and said he didn't do it. It was my CTE. I don't even remember. And then he tweeted saying I was not the one that did that, despite video evidence of him being the one
and
that
eyewitness
did that.
Accounts.
Eyewitness accounts, video evidence, and just the fact that Antonio Brown is, by every sense of the word, one of the dumbest people that has access to the internet. One of the dumbest people that has access to the internet. He's done stuff like this before, but he had the backing of the NFL so he could get away with it. He was throwing rocks at mailmen. Now, he wasn't actively playing at the time because he was running away from contracts. He was being what Antonio Brown has been over the past like 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, whatever it was, the timeline was, really ever since that Vontaze Burfict hit. But now he's firing guns. So Miami-Dade has a warrant out for him for attempted murder. Why did this happen? Because you're hanging out with streamers. These dudes don't want anything positive for anyone that comes on their stream. They don't want nothing positive. They want something positive for them. But Aiden Ross is somewhere sitting in his little cave. I don't know where that guy lives. But I'm assuming he lives in America.
Florida somewhere.
He's sitting in his little Floridian cave thinking about how he can monetize athletes. How he can monetize their platforms to make himself bigger and to gain popularity and do all these things, not giving a damn what comes from it. So I don't ever want to see Jaden Daniels sitting in that little room of his. I don't want to see Mikey Sanders sitting in that room. There's not a single person on this roster, Laremy Tunsil. I don't want to see them sitting in this room of his, because if the Antonio Brown, you know, attempted murder charges weren't enough, Tyler Hero was on with Aiden Ross. Did you see, Max, what Tyler Hero said with Aiden Ross?
I did. Do you want me to pull it up? Because I can pull it up.
Pull it up and check to see if there are cuss words in it first. Because I don't know how
that, you know what? That's a great point.
Yeah, so like, do that. I will filibuster while you do that. But Tyler Hero got on this guy's live and said, I don't know if Tyler Hero was under the influence of recreational drugs. I don't know. I don't care. He said he does not believe in any history that took place before 1950. As if the world started at 1950. One, that's a very odd time frame to select, 1950. It's not a great time frame to select. It also goes against some of the cultural values of the NBA going on at the moment and just all sports leagues going on at the moment. But it's another example of why you should not be hanging out with streamers. He doesn't want nothing good for him.
And I'm going to play the cleanest portion of this that I can.
All right, so this is the cleanest portion of Tyler Hero being a dummy on a stream with a social media influencer.
That's about as clean as you're going to get it.
Nothing? Nothing?
Like,
That's a pretty tough take.
English? You'd be speaking English, right?
That's a pretty tough take for a white dude playing in the NBA. That's not a good one.
World War II just didn't happen, Dan. I don't know. Pearl Harbor... I just can't think of anything good that happened before 1950 that I believe.
Dog, nothing good comes from... Remember a couple of years ago? This was during the pandemic. John Allen got himself in a little bit of hot water. He was on his stream. Now, here's the thing. What John Allen said, it very much conflicts with what Tyler Hero just said. Because John Allen said he wanted to hang out with a guy that was very prominent in the 1940s for reasons that are not positive, although they have popped up around this country a little bit more than I would like to have that. He doesn't, John Allen and Tyler Hero might need to have a conversation.
It would be...
Also, does he not know that the moon landing happened after 1950? Like, he said, I don't believe in the moon landing.
Do you want to listen to what he just said again?
And then said, I don't believe in anything that happened before 1950. My brother in Christ, the moon landing did not happen in 1950.
I don't think he knows that.
I mean, why... Streamers are bad.
Agreed.
Streamers are terrible. Everybody looks like an idiot. Tyreek Hill was hanging out with Baby Gronk this offseason. I already knew I didn't want Tyreek Hill with the Commanders. As soon as he was hanging out with his Baby Gronk guy, who has a father that is surrounding his, what is Baby Gronk, like 13 years old?
Yep.
His 13-year-old with what I could only assume,
which respectively, this started when he was like 8,
are workers. That is what we would call them.
On a certain website.
Models on websites. Workers. Not good. Nothing good from the streamers, man. If Jane Daniels pops up there, you will catch me laying down in traffic in 495. I'll be swimming in the Potomac.
Oh, I'll drown myself in the waters of the Potomac.
I'm going to come out of there with a fourth eye, and it's going to be like on my back somewhere, not even in like a cool spot, because we know how dirty that Potomac water is. If I see Jane Daniels hanging out with this moron Aiden Ross, I will be swimming in the Potomac. Stay away from the streamers. Oh, my God, it's terrible. All right, you'll hear what Dan Quinn said about Deebo Samuel that I think will hopefully, if you are of the belief that he is overweight and not fast, hopefully this will ease your mind. You'll hear that coming up, plus a life update for me, plus maybe a little bit of advice that Max is going to have to give me for after the show. That all comes your way when we get back here. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
All right, the Edmonton Oilers, they pull off the comeback win in overtime after the Panthers tie it in the final 20 seconds. Edmonton becomes one of seven teams in NHL history to overcome a three-goal deficit in the Stanley Cup Final to win. The last to do it was Carolina over Edmonton in 2006. This is Leon Draisaitl's fourth overtime goal of the playoffs. The Oilers win 5-4. Miami-Dade police have issued an arrest warrant for Antonio Brown on attempted murder charges after he was seen on video fighting with multiple people following a boxing event last month. At the end of the video, gunshots can be heard, and according to witnesses, Brown fired the shots after the altercation had ended. AB alleges he was jumped for his jewelry. The U.S. Open is still going right now. JJ Spahn sits atop the leaderboard at 4-under. Let me refresh the page to give you the quickest update I can. Thurston Lawrence in second at 3-under. Victor Hovland, Siwoo Kim sit at 2-under. Sam Burns, Daniel Berger, Ben Griffin, and Thomas Dietrich all sit 1-under par. Only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 golfers under par at Oakmont this week. Today. And the Nats, they get swept by the Mets. I don't have the final score in front of me, but I'm going to pull it up right now. I'm going to filibuster as long as I can because I didn't write it down like a dummy. But the Nats, they lose yesterday. They'll take on the Marlins. I believe that's today. They lose to the Mets 4-3. They will be taking on the Marlins today at 6:45 on 106.7 The Fan. Charlie and Dave will have you covered with Nats on Deck at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what is trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Debo, I think, has been very impressive to me for maybe a different reason than I thought. He was such a difficult person to tackle that you spend so much time. How are you going to tackle this person? And somewhere along the way, I've forgotten until out here, like how fast he is. And so sometimes when you're playing against a receiver, you say, man, you better either get him at the line or you better be on top of him. With him, so many times was there was so many, you know, run after catch plays that we had a tackling plan and how would you go about it? And then I can remember one time, like he just ran by somebody down the field on a deep ball. And I was like, yeah, I forgot about that. So that, it didn't surprise me, but it was like, maybe I missed talking about it to that space because it was easily reminded, like he's one of the fastest players on the team.
I thought he was slow. Twitter told me the last 3 days that Debo is slow. He's not fast. He's fat, but the coach is saying that is not the case. That was Dan Quinn on Debo Samuel after yesterday's practice. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980 at the Denton Day on Twitter. Ben Standing will join us at noon. Adam Epstein in 15 minutes here on the Team 980. We've been having this conversation this morning about Debo Samuel, people calling him fat, people calling him slow, and Dan Quinn was at the microphone yesterday singing his praises about how fast he is. What it looks like to see Debo Samuel's speed in person. What I've learned from this week, Max, is that everybody needs to get to training camp. This is not a plug for the team. I don't think training camp costs money. I don't think it does. Does it?
I think you have to buy tickets.
I think it's a raffle. But everybody needs to get there so they can see what Debo looks like in person, especially when there are pads on. Because you'll see the speed. I'm curious to see how they will end up using him, given the speed that they have spoke so highly of, particularly what Dan Quinn said in that answer when he's talking about a scenario, which I believe happened when he was in Atlanta. If I'm like just doing mental math, I don't think there was a big overlap, if at all, between Debo and Dan Quinn when Dan was in Seattle. I don't think they got to see the Legion of Boom. So I think this took place when when DQ was in Atlanta, beating him on a deep ball, because it feels like a lot of the conversation in the acquisition of Debo Samuel is, boom, this is your screen guy. You'll have Terry for the deep routes. We've seen a lot of numbers that have come out this offseason. I believe the number was, I think it was 383. It was either 383 or 343, the amount of yards that Terry accumulated in 2024 on go balls. And that was the most in the NFL, according to the 33rd team. He led the league in yards on go routes. So the thought has been, all right, Terry is your deep guy. Debo is going to be more of your intermediate and short routes. And then you'll find like a Noah Brown, who unfortunately went down earlier this week, although we haven't had any sort of real information on what that injury is. Hopefully Ben Standing gives us maybe a little bit at noon. But you have those three guys. Noah will be like your deep intermediates. Terry's going to be your long routes. And then Debo is going to be your screen guys. But I do find it unique that Dan Quinn is bringing up a play where Debo is running past defenders on go routes, utilizing some of that speed. I think we might see a little bit more of that in this year's offense as well. So maybe it won't just be Terry being the guy that is mostly on the receiving end of the deep shots, which I think is really going to benefit the offense. I was worried with the conversation about Terry just being your deep ball guy. I think there's a lot of routes that Terry runs really, really well, but it also starts to become a little bit of a tell. It sort of was a bit of a tell with De'Ami Brown at points in 2024, and we've had it in years past where you see a certain guy come onto the field and you're like, he's going long. The one that I can think of the most, this is like 15 years ago now almost at this point, but Max, maybe you remember Aldrick Robinson, a guy that played alongside Robert Griffin.
Sure do.
Had that touchdown on Thanksgiving against Dallas in 2012. When Aldrick Robinson came on the field, he's going deep. He plays like six snaps a game. He's going deep. I was a little fearful that that was going to be kind of what this offense became, with Debo being the screen guy, Terry the deep guy, and what have you. But with what Dan just said, my underlying takeaway is that they're going to utilize Debo in a lot more than just some of the short stuff, some of this weapon X motion behind the backfield. They're going to use him to really keep the defense honest by sending him deep. Because if it's two guys that you got to worry about, Terry, who has proven this year with a real quarterback that he can be very effective when it comes to going deep, and then Debo Samuel, who has proven in San Francisco that he is a game wrecker, and as Dan Quinn aptly told you, he is a threat when it comes to going deep. I do think that takes your offense to a much better level, and I think it's going to mean a very, very high ceiling for Jaden Daniels. Chris Sims released his quarterback ranking list, which he does every single offseason. We will get into that list in about 45 minutes, so you want to stay tuned for that conversation. I happen to really like Chris Sims. I think his quarterback lists are usually pretty on the money. The biggest downside, as it has been for years, has been that Washington has always had bad quarterbacks. So I have not liked the list because it's like, oh, Taylor Heineke, 30. You're like, ugh, damn it. Oh, Sam Howell, 26. Like, oh my God, we just can't get above these 24 markers, right? I don't know if Washington in the last 4 years has ever had a quarterback that eclipsed 24 on Chris Sims's list. I can confirm they do heading into 2025.
Thank God times have changed.
It is very nice. It's very nice to live in this world that we live in now. Speaking of, I was going to save this for hour two, but I do think it's relevant now. Have you been paying attention to some of the stuff going on in Cleveland?
Such as?
ESPN Cleveland tweeted this. This is a tweet from them. It is a quarterback tracker tracking your OTA and minicamp stats.
Oh, no.
We have seen some awful times here in Washington, D.C. We have seen some awful quarterbacks here in Washington, D.C. I don't recall a time.
Oh, no, it's real.
That we have ever logged training camp stats. Not even training camp. OTA and mini camp stats. Here are the stats, because I know you're wondering. Like, all right, well, what are these stats? Joe Flacco was 18 of 35 for two touchdowns across OTAs and mini camps. Shedeur Sanders was 41 of 53 for 9 touchdowns.
The highest clip.
And an interception. the only quarterback that threw an interception. I don't know if that's more about the quarterbacks in Cleveland or the defensive backs in Cleveland, but I digress. Kenny Pickett was 38 of 63 for 7 touchdowns. Dylan Gabriel was 48 of 83 for 8 touchdowns. God bless Jaden Daniels.
This is...
God bless Adam Peters.
This is a down bad
this is awful. I've
never seen before in my life.
I mean, imagine being the person that was on assignment for counting this. Because you got to think that took place in a meeting. You know, you meet before OTAs with your editorial board or your station director or whoever was in charge of this. You go in to sit in the meeting, you're like, all right, what are we gonna do for minicamp? That's fun. You get to see football again. Like, I was standing out there on Tuesday with, you know, Linnell and I were out there, and we were just talking to one another. We're like, man, it is great that we get to be out here and doing this. Like, we have real things to talk about. We are watching actual football take place, obviously no pads, none of that, but we're watching football nonetheless take place. Counting reps for your rookie quarterbacks like this is disgraceful.
Disgusting.
It is awful. Cleveland, I mean, every time it feels like Cleveland has gone low, they find new ways to get lower. This might be worse. I'm 100% serious when I say this. This might be worse than going 0-16. Is keeping this and then tweeting it. Because at least with the 0-16, you were like, we suck. We know we're going to suck. Hopefully going 0-16 brings us a franchise quarterback.
Say, at least there's a reward for going 0-16. This
did bad. I mean, he got him Baker, and then Baker didn't really work out the way they thought it would. But this is awful. So I told you, Adam Epstein in 10 minutes, I told you I have a life event that I want to share.
Let's hear it.
I had to preface this. This is not like me announcing that I'm having a child. And I'm prefacing that because my parents are watching. And I'm like, this is not the way I was going to tell them when that time eventually comes. I got suckered in peer pressure to sign up for the DC Half Marathon September. So my wife texted me on Wednesday. She was with a couple of her friends. It's not a Bible study, but it's like more in line with a Bible study. So it's not like they were drinking or anything like that. But she's sitting with her friends and she texts me. She says, hey, Amy is doing the DC Half Marathon. Amy is one of the friends. You should do it with her. And so for context, last year I ran the Army 10 miler in the city and it was a phenomenal race. 25,000 people out there. It was a great time. You're running by the monuments. You're running on like Independence and all this stuff. It was a really cool time. And it was a really fun time if you're into running, right? And the city showed out. You know, my wife was at fiance at the time, but my wife was at certain stops. She had a Jaden Daniels themed sign, which I thought was cute because they went and played Baltimore after that. I did butcher the dates. I thought the DC 10 miler was the week where they played Carolina, which was a 425 game, which is why I signed up for it. And then it was actually the week they played Baltimore. So I did the 10 miler and then went and did an hour of pregame with Linnell and then did the in-game show with Linnell. It was a very busy Sunday. This week, or this year, the Army 10 miler is on a Sunday where the team is not playing. They're playing on Monday night against Chicago that week. So I was like, bet, we're good. So she texted me and she said, you should run the DC Half Marathon. I was like, I don't know, sweetie. Like, what is the date of the DC Half Marathon? Thinking I was going to be saved by the Commanders.
Hoping to God.
And she said, September 14th. And I was like, early in the season, let's go. Like, that's so early in the season. Clearly, they're going to be playing on a Sunday. Like, I'm going to be good. And I had signed up for a half marathon probably about a year and a half ago. Got sick, couldn't do it. So I do want to do it. But, you know, thinking you want to do a half marathon versus actually signing up and then doing a half marathon are very different things. You can't fake 13.1 miles. So I'm looking up the schedule because I don't have it memorized. Date specific, at least. I'm looking up the schedule, and as I'm Googling their schedule, Max, I'm coming to this realization. I was like, oh, no. They play Green Bay week 2 on Thursday. And I was like, when does the season start? How late into September does it start? And sure enough, week 2 is September 14th, which means they do not play on September 14th. And I said, if the Skins are not playing on September 14th, I will do this half marathon. So nevertheless, I signed up for the DC half marathon. And I'm walking with my wife the next day. So this was on Wednesday. On Thursday, I started a plan. So like, I'm not just freeballing this. I'm not YOLOing this. I'm actually going to try and like not kill myself during this half marathon training block, right? So I start a plan. It was like a very short run just to like kind of gauge what is the benchmark, what have you, right? I do this run. and my wife meets me outside. Hot as hell, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Hot as hell outside.
Summer's back.
My wife meets me outside, and we're walking, and we're talking about the half marathon, because she didn't get back until late on Wednesday. I was dead asleep because I got to wake up at 4:30. She gets back, and we're walking, and I've been thinking about the half marathon. I'm excited. Like, a part of the Army 10-miler was it was very nice to see her at mile 2 and mile 7. I needed it at mile 7 because your boy was dying at mile 7. So her and I are walking, and she's like, yeah, it's going to be so fun. Amy's going to be there. And I told her about another friend that I had texted that might come and run the DC half. And she's like, you know, I won't be there. And I'm thinking, like, yeah, you're not going to run. Like, she's not a half marathon runner. I'm barely a half marathon runner. I was like, yeah, you're not going to run a half marathon. I realized that. She's like, no. I have that work trip. And I was like, oh, she's not going to be in the country. She's like, I have that thing that you're driving me to, the flight to take me out of the country on September 13th. And I was like, oh no. I was like, my wife convinced me to do this half marathon, and she is now not going to be there for the half marathon. But you know what they say, Max? Mama ain't raised no wimp. So I'm doing the half marathon. But this is where I needed your advice. Yesterday was the first day of the plan. And by the way, if there are any runners out there that have advice on a half marathon, please, like, for the love of God, help me out. Tweet me at The Denton Day. If you're in the YouTube comments, comment. I need tips. I need advice. I don't want to. If your advice is don't do it, I don't need that advice. I've already done it. I paid for it, and I didn't get the part where I could get a refund. So I paid for this entire thing. I'm going to do the damn thing. But today is supposed to be day two of the workouts. Yesterday was like this benchmark. It was a 9-minute run. It was like a 2-minute warm up, 5 minutes of what they called strong running, and then a 2-minute cool down. I did that at like 9:45, where it was like 78 degrees outside. The plan was to do the run today, which is an hour run. It's a 60-minute run at 9:15. I got a call at 5:45 to come do this show. Kevin's sick. Hey, we need you to fill in. I gladly will. This will be fine. I hate running on treadmills with like a fiery passion. The passion that I have for hating treadmills might be hotter than it is outside. The problem is, as I look at my weather thing on the computer right now, it says 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's bad.
I got to run on a treadmill today, don't I?
And it's insanely humid, so you're going to be... Yeah, treadmill time is for the day. Unless you want to wait until like right before you go to bed.
I can't do the right before I go to bed thing.
Yeah, it's fair.
I'm much more of an early runner, so I can, one, get it out of the way.
Yeah.
But then not monitor my food intake. Because fair. I don't know if you know this, and unfortunately this does not apply to you, I don't think. Chipotle is doing an hour buy one, get one between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. if you have tattoos for Friday the 13th.
Oh, nice.
Tatted like a Chipotle bag. So if you are in the area and you want Chipotle, you got to go Chipotle, but it's between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. So I'm planning Chipotle for a very late lunch because your boy got some tattoos and I'm going to get a buy one, get one.
I'll get to draw in on myself and maybe I
can... Honestly, if you can get a fake tattoo between now and 4 p.m., it might be something to look into. But so I can't do the late night runs. And plus, it'll be still like 88 degrees. We went to a concert, which is where this hat is from that I'm wearing. It says can't hide country because you know what you think of when you think of me. You think of country music, right?
That's right.
Yeah, exactly that. But we walked out of this concert at like 9:45 and it was 86 degrees outside. I was like, this is brutal. It's like, it's early June. It was 50 degrees on my birthday on May 28th.
It was,
and now it's like 90 degrees.
It was so nice for so long. And now here we are.
And now you're like, welcome to the summer. All right. Adam Epstein is going to join us coming up on the other side. We'll get his thoughts on Debo. Is he fat? Is he not fat? Plus, AWOD just announced his football fest. We'll get those details as well. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.